So, what have you been up to? How have you been?
Oh, you know, got zapped back into the distant past by a magical fountain, and now I'm in a dungeon, also in the distant past. So there's that. How have you been?
Well, everyone, including Professor Z, seems convinced that you're a thief. You're supposed to have stolen some precious artifacts and run off.
What? What did I steal?
Let's see. I have a list here. Jeweled scepter, golden armband, some sort of amulet.
There wasn't any of that sort of thing in the exhibit. It was all stonework and broken crockery. Amulet. The only amulet I know about is the one Professor Z gave me. Told me to put it in the central column of the fountain. That's how I wound up here. Professor Z said I stole it?
Yes, along with enough treasure to set yourself up as King of Patagonia.
Okay, that's weird. Hell, all of this is so weird. I'm quite frankly amazed I'm not babbling right now, but that is also weird. Why did Professor Z say that?
I don't know. I also don't know how to get you back, but I bet the two are connected. If the amulet got you there, it can probably get you back. I'll keep digging here, try to find out some legend or something in the undeciphered inscriptions about how to travel through time.
What are you going to tell Professor Z?
Nothing. He wouldn't believe me. No one would believe me. Hell, I'm having this conversation and I halfway don't believe me.
Well, what are you going to do?
What?
What?
Hans?
Shirley?
I think this connection is failing.
Someone's coming.
But the water on my end is drying up.
My Lord Decorus, this is Hans, the visitor from the future.
Ah, yes. The so-called future man. So, you came back to visit the past, to bask in the savagery of your forefathers.
Well, to be honest, I have come back by accident. I studied your people. I probably know more about your people than anyone else in my time, but I never hoped to interact with you. Even what I know is inadequate. It was some device of your civilization that sent me back here. I don't know how it worked, and I was hoping you could help me.
You were sent back by something coming from us, eh? I know of no device that would allow a man to travel through time.
Well, sir, in my research, I found certain properties of the God Rings that, if properly utilized, could theoretically
Yes,
allow-
Borka. I'm sure it could be done. After all, our visitor from the future, Hans, was it? Would certainly have no reason to lie to us, would he? In your studies of our time, Hans, have you formed any opinions of our civilization?
Oh, well, yes, the Zabotillian civilization.
Zabotillian, you say?
Yes, that's what we call it after the God King mentioned so often in the inscriptions we found. It sounds like a golden age with a ruler the envy of human history. And now that I have discovered how advanced you are technologically,
that's
well,
enough. Borka.
Yes, my lord?
Kill him.
What?
We cannot afford any disruption to our plans now, Borka. Especially from some fool probably summoned from the future by Zabotil. Do it.
But, my lord...
Yeah! Hey! Now everybody stay where they are. I have this, this ray gun. And I'm not afraid to use it.
Well, what now?
Bye!
After him! Which way?
This way, I think. My lord, do we need to do this? Truly, I think this man is good and not in league.
It's too late now, Borka. We are too close to deposing Zabotil, and we cannot afford to let anything jeopardize that. Now come on!
My god. They're going to kill Zabotil. This Decorus must be the great betrayer.
Professor Z? Hello? Good. Okay. So those stones with those inscriptions weren't in the archives where they should have been. And they were too big to simply be walked out under the noses of the guards. So, if Professor Z was hiding them, they would be here in the back of his office. Okay, Professor Z. What is going on? What did you do to Hans?
Huh? Oh, people!
What is the meaning of this? How dare you burst into the presence of King Zabatiel, savior of humanity?
Zabatiel! Zabatiel! Yes, my lord, I...
Wait! Oh, my lord, pay no attention to this man. He's a lunatic, and I was just about to kill...
Wait! What is your name, little man? Where are you from? I sensed something strange about you.
My name is Hans, O Lord. I come from the future. I know that this man, Decorus, seeks to kill you.
That's a lie. This wretch is insane. Let me deal with this madman and remove this trouble from you all.
How did you arrive in the past, little man?
I found a fountain far in the future. It had not been used for some time. I accidentally activated it. There was a fountain being constructed in this time. Somehow the two fountains in two different times interacted strangely, and I wound up here.
Traveling through time would be possible in that instance, I suppose. Because, what do you have to say for yourself?
My lord, I am your most loyal servant. I do not know where or from what time this man is from, but I assure you that I would never...
And I assure you, Decorus. Decorus, my chasm. Decorus, my backstabber. That I have been suspicious of your schemes for some time. This was the last bit of proof I need. Remove this mess! And let it be recorded that the schemes of the great betrayer were stopped by Hans, the man from the future. Honor to him!
And so the traveler from the future, the man known as Hans, aided the great King Zabatiel, savior of men, and helped him defeat the great betrayer. Hans, what the hell are you doing back there?